Now we're riding the rainbow to Clydesville, and we're making it like you. Now we're riding the rainbow to Clydesville.
You know, you can give 100 examples of what it isn't, but you, man, you're going to have a hell of a time saying what it is.
All right, and that was the song I played before the PSA. It was a band called The Lodge from Halifax. It features Michael Neal from the band Inbreds, Charles Austin from the band Super Friends, and Mr. Gibbs, I forgot his first name, from Thush Hermit. Joel Gibb? No. Anyways, that's sort of a band of all these 90s super groups from Halifax. You have Thush Hermit, you have Inbreds, and whatever. I don't know what I'm talking about. Before The Lodge, I played some Kedo, as I was saying, Physical City, I Can Wait. You are listening to CITR Radio. The show is live from Thunderbird Radio Hell on the big program now, right now, live in studio from Vancouver, the band Search Parties. Search Parties live on CITR. Thank you guys for coming out.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. So, do you guys want to do a quick introduction just for the people out there in Radioland? Whoever has mics, I guess.
I'm Harlan. I play synth and drums and sing.
I'm Tajam. I play guitar. I'm Baxter. I play bass.
Tonis. I play chilla.
I'm Adrian. I play electric guitar.
I'm Ben, and I play the drums.
All right, so there's six of you here.
Yeah.
It's a big band. How did this band happen? I was reading that there's been a lot of members. There's been over like 11 people that's played in this.
Yeah, there's been... Yeah, there's been a lot of people. I started because I used to play drums in cheerleader camp, and I was into country music.
Oh, yeah.
And so I just wanted to start a band that played country music. So I started it with two friends, and one of them was my girlfriend, and that was a bad idea.
Then
the band broke up, and then, well, it got a couple more people, and then it broke up. And we recorded an EP with a couple guys from the Modernettes and Point and Sticks helped record our EP. And then the band broke up right after that. And actually, Thomas and I are the only two remaining members.
Original members.
How did you... what about the rest of the people? How did you know them?
I played hockey with Tom.
I've been playing music with Harlan since we were 12 years old.
Yeah,
at least. We used to play like Rage Against the Machine and...
White Stripes covers.
Oh, yeah.
Seven Nation Army.
And Ben's father, Jeff, plays in a band with my father, John. So that's kind of fun.
Adrian is Thomas.
Thomas used to go out with his cousin. Sister.
Really? Is that true?
Yeah.
Awesome. So when does this version started then? The six of you just recently or?
In the summer? Summer 2008. Hmm. But Ben wasn't in the band. So Ben and Baxter are the only things that have changed since summer.
All right. I don't know if people can hear you without a mic, but we'll see.
Oh, okay.
That's fine, though.
Here, Tom.
Maybe just repeat, do a quick summary of this again.
Quick summary. Okay, Thomas goes out with Baxter's girlfriend. Baxter's sister. We go on tour in the summer. Me and Baxter, Tom and I played hockey together and raided against the machine.
Present tense.
Ben and my dad played in a band together. Adrian was like, we drafted him number one prospect out of Point Grey Secondary School.
Prince of Wales.
Thomas played in another band and I ran into him.
Awesome.
He played in Goodbye Enemy Airship.
So did it ever, with the changes and such, did the music evolve throughout time?
Oh, God, yeah. We used to be a three-piece country band that its main instrument was a synthesizer. And
seriously?
Yeah, seriously. We used to be so weird. I wouldn't even play the guitar. I'd just kind of run into stuff. Now it would change. We changed so much. Actually, every show we change. We pretty much have a new set every single show, actually. It's weird.
How does that happen? Do you still write the same songs? Is this the new songs? Do you write new songs each show? Or was it you just have a basic idea of what you're going to do?
I used to write all the songs, but then we started writing songs as a band. Like, all these songs are written as a band. Mm-hmm. It just depends on the venue, I guess. Like, we played at Little Mountain Studios, and we just decided to do all acoustic set.
Mm-hmm.
And we invited this houseless guy who busks and plays banjo on the street, and he came up with this on stage with us and played, and then it just turned into something completely different. And then it's like, we always play wacky shows. Like, we played that wacky show in the bank, so we did Beach Boys covers. And
we played in a garage.
Oh, yeah, we played in a garage the other day.
Awesome. So why don't you play another song and we'll come back and maybe, talk about some of those shows that you were playing at some crazy places. Because people probably would want to talk about that.
Okay, dope.
Search Parties, live on CITR.
This is a brand new song for the first time.
Carried me to New York and brought me to a farm. one day. I said you made a million selling the scabs in the rain. There was an officer who held on to his machine gun like a pain. The bloodhound was just in a love with a lipstick stain. And at night I dream of our last in U.S. to stop the bomb. September's come around again, but there is no sun.
Tune my keyboard during this talking.
Yeah, sure.
Search parties.
Okay. Live this stuff always happens to us. Oh.
So, you guys good to talk?
Yeah.
Good to go? Well, let's talk about the ATM show, because that was very different.
Yes. Harlan organized it. There was six bands. I can't remember all the names, but it was organized at the corner of Hastings and
Nanaimo.
And there's three bands, or three banks, sorry, on that corner. There's a TD, a BMO, and a Van City. And so to try and get people out of their recession bad spirits,
right,
we played shows in the three banks.
It's just like... The cool thing about that night was that no one knew what was going to happen at all,
right,
you know? I mean, you go to a show at, I don't know, Peanut Gallery or
right,
or Richards or wherever, and you have a good idea of what's going to happen. You know, you're going to go, you're going to, you know, put on your cool clothes and dance,
right,
maybe. but no one knew what was going to happen. We could playing in a bank. Like, I was just thankful that I didn't go to jail. and it was just so much fun to see people, you know, digging music in a bank. Yeah.
That's awesome. Did you guys bring all your gear?
Yeah.
Just a good, yeah.
So
All band shared gear. And so what happened? What did you actually get, you know, cops? I wasn't there, unfortunately.
Apparently the police showed up for the third show in the TD Canada Trust and were okay with it. They called the bank and the bank was okay with it, apparently.
Really? That's... Well, what are they going to do, though? There's no... You're not doing anything...
You shouldn't be able to do anything, right?
Yeah, because, well... I mean, what's the difference, right? So, I can't see it being a big... A big deal. How many people show up? Like, a lot of people packed into a...
There's probably about 70 people in there in the ATM rooms. And we're doing it again, actually. I'm doing it again as of the Signal and Noise International Art Festival, and I'm doing it on April 24th, and it's going to be at the RBC Bank on Cambion Broadway, and it's going to be Chris Horrific, Chris
That's
Horrific...
Big bank.
Chris Horrific, The Rub, Aaron Reed, Us Search Parties, and Tally... Ho, which is members of the choir practice.
Oh.
All jammed in a bank playing music together.
Yeah. Were there people trying to come in and get money while he was playing? Or do you
No.
Or do you see people kind of just walked away when they noticed that it's a big, you know?
I think there was one guy inside that decided to give the bank a little bit of business to make sure they didn't call the police on them. He took out $20, but that's it.
So was somebody that was playing or somebody that was at the show anyways? Watching the band?
It was just some guy. He sort of just like, hey, everybody, I'm taking out $20.
Yeah, nice. Oh, sweet. Oh, so it's always so good that you would do it again. That's awesome. What about some of the other crazy places you played?
It's sort of just like the fate of bands in the city right now, that we have to find weird places to play with all the venues getting shut down. I've organized a show that's going to be Beeline Search Parties, Dead Ghosts, and Golden Touch at, you guys know the Kitsilano Showboat? that old tacky venue, outdoor venue at Kitts Pool where they have, you know, children's dance recitals and stuff. There's going to be a punk show there on April 11th. And it's just going to go, and
bring
we're just, all the bands
suits.
Are, yeah, bring your bathing suits, and we'll just play until everyone leaves or the cops show up.
So it wasn't, you didn't organize with anybody? You're just going to show up and use the stage, or did you talk to
I
don't know how that works. I'm just trying to, anyways.
I mean, we all talked about it, and everybody said it was cool, right?
Yeah.
So that should
be
cool.
Yeah, it's all very cool. Awesome. All right, we have Search Parties live on CIT here. You guys almost good to go. Are you still?
Yeah, just unplugging something. And
this song is called Number 8.
Awesome.
I just want to say hi to Grandma. Hey, Grandma. I hope you could stay up and hear us. Some synthesizer here. not the way it usually ends, but oh well.
Search parties on CITR live in studio. So you have a show coming up at the Biltmore on
Monday.
Monday. Is that Monday?
Yeah, okay, 30th. Awesome.
30th. And you're playing with?
Playing with the Zeta Booth and No Gold.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's like, I couldn't imagine two more fun bands for us to play with. It'd be perfect.
That's super awesome. And on your, well, so we were actually talking about a bit of this before. Your promo for that show is a little hockey card thing.
Yeah, we all like hockey cards.
and we were having a talk at Little Mountain for a show, and we're thinking maybe we should do like a hockey card show.
It'd be fun.
How's that going?
It's like, it's a guilty pleasure. I found a pot van when he was playing with Canada World Juniors.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Like, which pot van?
Felix the Cat. Okay, Felix, Ben and I grew up together, and he was our favorite player.
Felix pot van?
Yeah, can you believe it?
Whatever. Were you guys a big Leafs fan?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. What happened to him?
He's coaching. I Wikipedia'd him the other day.
Oh, really?
Really?
He almost came back with Atlanta, but now he's coaching.
Wow. Because for people that don't know, like he was like a big name goalie in Toronto. I think big name just because everybody that played in Toronto got a huge. I liked how Toronto. I don't know. I just being from out west, I guess it's like every time you watch anything. Felix Potvin, best goalie ever. Curtis Joseph, best goalie ever. Whoever they
You
have.
Bet it. You said it.
Ellen, whatever his name is. Anyways. So, yeah, hockey show. What do you think? What do you think that's going
to
work?
I don't know. I try to get a hold of Little Mountain, and I'm organizing so many shows. Like, we're playing on the 30th at the Biltmore with the Zeta Booth, No Gold. We're playing on the 11th with the pool party with Beeline's Golden Touch Dead Ghost. Then we're playing on April 17th at a fundraiser for this fantastic human and politician who's running against Gordon Campbell named Mel Lehan, and we're playing at his offices in Kitsilano. Yeah. I've never played in an office before. And then we're playing, then we're doing Dancing Again in Our Dead Again, and then we're playing on May 2nd at Little Mountain Studios with Essence Horizon, Hermetic, and Collapsing Opposites. So that's kind of all I can handle.
That's pretty crazy. Did you book all these shows?
More no.
Okay.
The weird ones.
The weird ones. How often would you like to play? Are you happy with the fact that you're playing so often, or do you maybe want to take a break? Do you think it's overdoing it?
More. Bring it on.
Yeah. And is it easy for you guys to just, you know, get all together? Because there's six of you. It's not like there's, you know, a two-person band.
It's
like,
quite difficult.
It's really difficult.
Because you have to get the schedule to work.
Deep Cove. I live in East Van. These guys live on the west side. There's a lot of parents driving.
Yeah.
A lot of the use of my dad's van, which is a 92 Plymouth Voyager with a cracked windshield, spinner rims on the side, and tinted windows. So, yeah, it's difficult to get all this stuff together.
Right. Okay. Like who? Which one of you guys are the hardest person to commit?
Sure. It's me.
Yeah. How come?
The other day, Thomas had detention and missed band practice.
Okay. Search parties live on CITR.
This one's called "Dead with the Wind in Your Hair."
Baby, all I knew was you.
Search Parties live in studio on CITR. So, what are you guys? Are you guys gonna go to do any recordings? Do you have any sort of?
Yeah. Well, we did that one session about more than a year ago. At I think it's called the Columbia Recordings with John Armstrong from the Modernettes and Gord from the Pointer
right.
Sticks.
But that's
and
not
then we
this,
did a cassette.
Sort of, okay.
And we recorded it ourselves in my record label, which is Records.
Right.
And in my room, and then we went away, and now we have a completely new song, so we're probably going to use this recording session as a cassette.
Oh,
and,
that's really nice.
Maybe just put out, like, I don't know, 15 copies to our next couple of shows or something.
Like an actual cassette?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Do you guys also have cassette players?
Yeah.
All of you, every single one of you.
And an 8-track and a
and an 8-track.
Oh,
yeah.
Really? Because a lot of people don't... I have a cassette player, but, you know.
I just love it. It's so
I can't tell you where it is.
Right.
I know I have it in my
home.
See,
I used to store my pod in it, so I know where it is.
Oh. Wonder if it still works now.
It does, yeah. Oh, I was listening to Tchaikovsky yesterday.
Awesome. So, yeah, that's good. Cool.
Well, I think we're going to do a song from way back in our country days.
Seriously?
Yeah, seriously.
Okay. Awesome.
Although this is more, it's a slower one. I hope I remember the lyrics, but this is just spur of the moment. And it's called 22 Bus.
Awesome. Search Parties on CITR.
Well, I've been tried for treason in the courtroom. My brain, I brought a rose down for you from the cliffs. The insane, and sometimes I do wonder, is there more than all of this? But at night, when I fall asleep, I think. About our kiss. I'm on Titanic. I'm lost in space. Now I'm on the number 22. With a normal face, darling, I'm sorry for what I did. We're all so innocent. And now you have gone and left us in tears. You are only gone 'cause you're also right here.
Search Parties live on CITR. What do you mean? That sounds just like all the other songs that you played today. Wow, actually, that's an interesting Yeah, that was good.
See, our shows are kind of like that, all patchy, but I think we're gonna, it's gonna be all dance for the next 2 months till we go. Yeah. Enough sad songs.
Do you, well, what kind of, do you have any kind of influences, that sort of stuff? Is that, like, why did you did country for a while? Like, is that what you like?
Well, I, if I had it my way, I would sing like Emmylou Harris, and I would go around and just break things and sing like Emmylou Harris all day. But I can't.
Right.
So then next up is Jeff Tweedy. So I try to sing like Jeff Tweedy, but can't. And I don't know. I just love country music. I can't help it. Mm-hmm. And I'm sort of delving further and further into the like dirty depths of it. I bought a John Prine album, and it's so good. And Loretta Lynn, Blue Eyed Kentucky Girl. And yeah, I can't help myself.
No, that's awesome.
And Thomas, what are your influences?
Oh, you know, I like a lot of classical music. I grew up in that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And I think my favorite musician is Shostakovich.
He also listened to Mario.
Right. Anybody else? Well, while we wait for Ben to fix the drums.
Right.
No kidding. But if there's one person who made me pick up the guitar, it was honestly Tom DeLonge of Blink-182.
Not yes. Kurt Cobain?
Well, him too, but first I like Blink-182 first, and then Nirvana, and then all the classic rock, and then don't like that stuff anymore, but still.
How old were you when Blink-182 was around?
Grade 6.
Like 12. Wow. That was really right in their target area.
Oh my god,
area.
I'm so
right
old. Blink-182 me was like a brand new band.
My influences were my two friends starting a band going, you're playing bass if you want to be friends with us.
Oh, yeah. We also all love this band that nobody knows about because, I mean, they all live in Carisdale and they only play shows for in the West Side for underage kids, and they only play once a year, and they're fucking unbelievable. They're called Goodbye in the Airship. But and they only play, so if ever you hear anything about Goodbye in the Airship playing in Vancouver, got to go.
So these people play another, do they play another
Thomas
band?
Plays in Goodbye in the Airship. Okay. Baxter plays with them occasionally, and they're fucking amazing band. Best band of all time, I think, even. I would go that far.
I would go that far, too.
Yeah. And why is it once a year?
Well, a lot of them live in New York and Montreal and Toronto. And,
right. And what kind of music is it?
God, parade.
They've described it as parade punk. It sounds like 15 people playing like differently orchestrated parts.
It is 15 people playing different orchestrated parts.
Yeah. And that's because it is orchestrated.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
Yeah. All right, we got one more.
Yeah, I'm Adrian.
Is that cool?
And my influence.
Oh, say it. Say it. Do it.
Okay. Well, I just love My Bloody Valentine's Loveless. That's what made me, like, buy pedals. Like, that's sort of what my guitar sound is.
Adrian worked at Tim Hortons for 6 months to buy all his pedals.
Yeah. That's what I do with my money, is buy music equipment.
Oh, well, that's awesome.
And donuts.
The cars are good, too.
Did you?
What?
All right.
Did you manage to get tickets to the Seattle show?
Oh, no. No, I didn't.
It's because
of
your Tim Hortons
team. I'm not rich anymore.
All right, Normal Face? Okay, this is off our first... This is off our first record. Most people don't own it.
Thank you.
That was awesome. Search Parties live on CITR. Thanks for coming out. How can people get a hold of you? What's your website and all that stuff?
Well, our MySpace is kind of all we got, and it's www.myspace.com/searchparties. And it'll be a fun show. Come see us at the Biltmore with the Zeta Booth and No Gold on the 30th, and we're going to have a whole bunch of painters painting on stage with us. It'll be like a big art orgy. It'll be fantastic.
And there's a Facebook, too, if you're not into MySpace. Just search parties. Okay. It's a page or whatever.
Tell me a bit more about this painter thing. Like, is it just friends of yours, or what is it?
Well, I guess I sort of met these really
you don't want to give it all away, but you know,
girls, and I just wanted an excuse to hang out with them. And they all went to Emily Carr. And I had the idea. It happened before with us that they we had painters on stage. And I just thought it was a great idea, so I.
So are they just painting on like a canvas on stage?
Yeah, there'll be a whole bunch of painters painting all around us on stage. And
are they painting? Are they painting the band or just random stuff?
I think they've never heard our band before, which is great. I think so. They'll just bring a bunch of paints and just go nuts. And we're gonna bring a bunch of cymbals so anyone can just bash the cymbals.
It's gonna be awesome because the stage at the Biltmore is big enough for it too. Yeah, great idea. No, that's awesome. So that's one show there, and then there's a show at the pool.
The
pool party on, what is it?
April 11th. Mark your calendars.
Yep. And a show, benefit show on April 17th for
Mel Lehan.
Okay, awesome. All of this is on the website, myspace.com, search parties, and it's spelled the way you think it is.
All right, thank you, Ben.
Thanks so much for coming out. And I would like to thank Irene. Doing sound tonight.
Thanks.
Thank you so much. Okay. Thanks so much.
Don't walk away.
Night, everybody.
I would like to thank the. Never mind.
That's it.
I was going to name drop some people at Columbia Records.
This is a bit more Screaming Eagles for you until 11 o'clock.